Ready, down, put, 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 put.
All Packers, all the time.
He was a field-tilting player, and the reason why Gabe and many others are so concerned is that this guy's on the field, he changes the offensive dynamic. They are a different offense when he is there.
Okay, most of the time.
You know, Homer calls Matt LaFleur soft all the time. Matt LaFleur is like Vince Lombardi compared to me.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
He is our friend. He is our teammate. He is Jason Wilde. He joins us three times a week on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Good morning, dude.
Well, top of the morning to you, gentlemen.
Hi, buddy.
That's creepy.
We wouldn't have him any other way, Jason. Chewy was just asking us, and I don't know if you do, but do you remember phones on a plane?
I remember snakes on a plane. No, I remember phones on a plane very much. Yeah, it used to be a pretty nifty little thing that you could do and be charged like $4 a minute for using it.
We were talking how much we miss Midwest Express, Jason.
Oh.
Isn't that the best?
Couldn't agree with you more. Oh. That was, I mean, so when I tell my famous story about Virginia McCaskey holding 9-week-old Maddie, the reason that Paula and Maddie were able to go to the NFL meetings that year with me is because Milwaukee-based Midwest Express, I had a friend of a friend who was pretty high up with Midwest Express. And so we decided for them to come with me, like, I don't know, less than a week before we went. And we're not wealthy people. We don't have that NFL money. So they were unbelievably accommodating. They made it possible for them to go. Like we need more of that in our world today, not less. And unfortunately, airline travel, there are no fresh baked cookies. There are no great amenities that come with travel unless you pay through the nose to get it. So yeah, I miss it as well.
Jason, did I see LaFleur talked about the coaching changes. Did he get along with Rebrovich, or is Rebrovich the entire reason why the defensive line was no good last year?
No, he's the scapegoat. I mean, look, they changed systems. They kept the guy who had been, like, he'd been a 3-4 outside linebackers coach. He'd been the pass rush specialist. I think he had coached in both a 4-3 and a 3-4 in his previous stops. It's not his fault that those guys weren't productive. Like, you know this. Guys get fired because it's easier to do that than to cut Lucas Van Ness, Rashawn Gary, Kenny Clark, and Devontae Wyatt, right? Mm-hmm. So I don't think it was Jason Rebrovich's fault by any means. But at the same time, they want to try something different, and they need to get – look, the bottom line is they need to get more production out of those guys. And Goody is on the record now saying that we have everything we need. He said it twice now. He said it at the end of the season. Now he said it again at the NFL meeting. So if you're a Packers fan, you are hoping that Brian Gutekunst is proven right and all those major capital investments, both through draft picks and contracts, pay off, and those guys are all they need to get a four-man rush going. But I don't believe it was Jason Rebrovich's fault, no.
But he's so inconsistent, though, because I remember the special teams coach who was horrible, who we held on for forever. And if that's the case, why didn't he consider firing the receivers coach? Because that's a position I think grossly underperformed as well. I don't understand this talking out both sides of your mouth like, you know, no one's going to catch it and I'm going to slip this in. You know, he's holding Rebrovich accountable, but he's not holding himself accountable.
Yeah, I don't disagree. But again, guys get fired all the time, even though it's, you know, they can't fire all the players, right? Like, that's the reality. And it's unfair. And, you know, Jason Rebrovich, I don't think he's a bad football coach by any stretch of the imagination, but you know, at the same time, you know, you paid. Not only did you draft Rashawn Gary in the first round, then you paid him, right?
Mm-hmm.
And yes, he had that ACL tear in Detroit a couple of years ago, but you know, Tausch and I used to argue. He, you know, Tausch wanted to say he's an elite pass rusher.
Yeah, you can't be a double. You can't be an elite pass rusher without having at least one 10-plus sack season under your belt.
Right. And so, you know, he's not Clay Matthews. He has not made game-changing plays. Now, will that happen with the new position coach?
Jason, I hate to cut you off, but you're kind of cutting in and out at us. Josh is going to work to reconnect with you.
Yeah, just hang up. I'll call you back.
Hate to do that to Jason, especially when he's cooking in the middle of an answer, but you just, you know. And here's the other thing.
You couldn't understand him.
Yeah.
I just don't like the, yeah.
Well, but here's the other thing.
I just don't like lack of accountability. Well,
so
okay?
here's the interesting part of that, Chew, as well. Because by saying they have what they need, isn't Gutekunst just putting a huge target on his back?
Yeah, because especially after this year. So what if they have the exact same year?
Yeah.
Then whose fault is it? You know,
then the players aren't good enough.
It's the players, but then it's Goody's fault.
For
drafting him, and then B, for re-signing him. That's why the Haslam thing I found so fascinating, you know? Because
yeah,
people don't usually do that.
Yeah, but that's also easy to say when nothing's going to happen to you, right? Like, what are they going to do, suspend themselves? Hold us accountable. Okay, what the hell does that mean when you're the owner, right? No, nobody's going to reprimand you. You've got all the money.
But, I mean, at least he's admitting his mistake, you know?
Sure.
Just this crap day, you know? I guess I had to deal with it when I played. Shoveling crap. It's mm-hmm. just, be accountable.
Jason Wilde rejoining us. Jason, sorry about that.
Well, speaking of accountable, this is clearly all Josh's fault because I have wired headphones. I have full bars, so I have no idea what's going on.
Yeah,
so
take it, Josh.
Be accountable, Josh. Yep. This is all your fault.
I'm going to do my best Jesse Nelson and blame him.
Uh-huh. That's good pop. Good.
I feel good about setting you up for that. I was like a setter in volleyball.
So, Jason, we have talked with you a lot, and maybe we haven't talked about it recently, about the learning curve of young players. Is learning to play hurt part of that learning curve? Because I feel like it was used as an excuse for Jordan Love's. I mean, again, I don't want to make it seem like Jordan Love played bad because he was still solid, but he didn't take that step forward I think everybody was expecting. And a lot of that was, well, he was dealing with injuries. And it seems like that's the same excuse that Matt LaFleur used earlier this week when he was asked about Jaden Reed, who started the season hot and ended the season, well, not very well.
Yeah. I mean, the last five games, he had 11 catches for 167 yards and no touchdowns. He had two games earlier in the year where he had 130 yards in a single game. Like, he was a non-factor. And now he still led them in receiving in both receptions and yardage. But, look, Matt LaFleur, for the most part, except apparently when there's uncertainty about a guy's injury and he's frustrated, he protects his players pretty well, right? I mean, Mike McCarthy did too, right up until he basically called Eddie Lacy fat, and that was really bad, right? And I know Mike regrets that. But overall, this is not the Holmgren years where, you know, I would ask a question and be intimidated and nervous because I was new at this and he was an intimidating presence. But, like, he would shoot it straight, man. Like, if Chimura sucked, Chimura sucked.
Mm-hmm.
And that is not the way things operate now. So, yes, we use excuses all the time. Injuries, et cetera. Now, you know, the response that, and if you read my very, very long piece, it would have required you a lot of patience because LaFleur addressed so many topics that I wanted people to be able to read about on channel3000.com. Like, he gets into the Reed thing and he basically says, you know, that's on us for not doing a better job of creating opportunities for him. And he got banged up and we need to put him in fewer situations where he's getting hit hard. I mean, he even says, there's another quote that I didn't even include in the story where he basically said that they don't want to use him on jet sweeps as often to reduce the punishment he takes. I mean, can you imagine Holmgren saying that? Like, Free broke his jaw and shattered his forearm mm-hmm. on passes across the middle. We're gonna stop sending Free across the middle. Like, back then, and if you guys ever saw the movie Jerry Maguire, Cuba Gooding Jr.'s character, Rod Tidwell, one of the things he announces when he's claiming what a great player he is I go across the middle. Like, it's not as scary to go across the middle anymore, right?
Oh,
it is a different game than it was when he played. Right?
Sure.
And so now we're looking at it, and look, I really like Jaden Reed. I think he has the potential to be a special player. But special players don't go and have only 11 catches in the last five games. And not only that, but for all the grief that Dontavian Wicks took for dropping 9 passes, by the end of the season, Jaden Reed had more. And I know Wicks had like 3 in a game, but like if you look at the numbers from the second half of the season, Wicks just quietly was productive, stopped dropping balls. Like if someone has their arrow pointing up in that group, I still think it's Wicks after the way he finished the season.
Jason, rank these 3 for me in terms of being a straight shooter. And I think I know who your 3 is going to be, but Ron, Ted, Goody.
So one of the things that, and look, I feel like people think I'm a Goody hater. And what I hate about doing this job in this environment is that if you say things that are negative, then, you know, the staunch defenders of those people just brand you as unfair.
Who cares?
Or
any sort of negative connotation.
Sure, I could care less.
You hate that person, you hate that
good
player.
I care less, yeah. You know?
Well, you couldn't care less, first of all. And secondly, you don't have Twitter. You don't deal like
no.
In fairness
yeah, I
to
guess
me,
that's fair. Like, all right, you won.
Like, look, I don't think we should insult people and threaten them to dox them, et cetera. But like, it is, we did a meeting yesterday as a team talking about social media and whatever else. Like it for the last 15 years of having Twitter, like that stuff wears on you when people
Does
are
it?
Jerks to you.
Yeah.
And I understand I'm more sensitive than most, but my point is that, look, I think you could say a lot of things about me. My questions are too long. Fair. Right. I don't know the X's and O's as well as these former players that I get to work with and that are my teammates at ESPN Wisconsin. Also fair, I believe in experts, and so I want to go to you about tight end play.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing a story on the competition that they're going to have at left tackle. So I asked Bulaga multiple questions that I was going to double dip and use them after he was done on our show in my story because he played tackle. He was a first-round pick. He gets it, right? So When I say that Goody has an uneven record, you know, that doesn't mean that I hate him. He and I have known each other for almost 30 years. But it's my job to try and accurately portray what a guy has done. When I look at Jordan Love last year, yes, he dealt with injuries. He did. But that still doesn't change the fact that he didn't make as big of a jump as we expected after the way he finished 2023. I think that's a fair critique. It doesn't mean I think he sucks. Doesn't mean that I think, you know, they should have kept Aaron Rodgers for 5 more years. So when I say this about Goody, there's this feeling about Goody that he's somehow so much better than Ted. Well, I'm sorry, but Ted Thompson built a Super Bowl team. They won a Super Bowl. Him drafting Rodgers is not the same as Goody drafting Love. It's not. It's similar, but it's not exactly the same. And the stuff that Ted dealt with and the amount of vitriol he took, he did not have a bunch of stands on social media talking about what a great GM he was. And so my point is that Ron was the straightest of straight shooters.
Yeah.
I have so many favorite stories of him. My favorite obviously being in Tausch's draft class, a bunch of us standing on the sideline during, they weren't called OTAs then, they were just mini camps. But Joey Jameson, the punt returner that they had drafted in the 5th round, he was shorter than me. He was like 5'5". And he couldn't catch a punt. Like, they drafted him to be a punt returner. And Ron turns to us and says, oh, I effed up that pick. Like, I don't get
but
that
Jason,
anymore.
Jason, we had a saying back in the day. Players used it. Coaches used it. Front office used it. And I'm sure you heard us say it around the locker room. And it's simple. Don't pee down my back and tell me it's raining. That used to mean something. That used to mean something. Now it doesn't. It means nothing. Well, it's like, do these fans believe everything this guy says? Because I sit there and I go, okay, must be raining. That's all I'm saying. I'm like, they say this stuff and they're like, do people believe this? Do they believe it?
I think it's fair. I think some, look, I don't want to get into a greater ecological discussion here, so I'm not going to do that. But there are a lot of people that believe a lot of things nowadays. I would just say that there is also, and we don't have time to get into this, but I also think players are different. And I think there are lots of players, now even more so with the NIL era, I think there are lots of players that, and I don't want to be coached hard. I want to be coached respectfully, okay? If I'm doing something poorly, I want to be told, here's how you can do it better. I want to be given tools to be better. I don't want somebody to just tell me, you suck, Wildy.
Yeah.
Okay? That's not the way I want to be coached. There were a lot of coaches that did that to you in that day. Today's players, they really don't want that. I don't know
really?
How they really want the tools either. I don't. I think there are, now that's not all players.
Yeah.
But when you go through being told how great you are all the time, so I don't think that I think that you have to be, whether you're the GM or the coach, when it comes to public critique, you have to be cognizant of that. At the same time, Matt LaFleur did have a saying. They put it up on the wall.
Yeah.
Standards over feelings. So I think he's trying, at least internally, to send a message that, look, we're not going to coddle you guys anymore. Like, you guys were all young guys, and, oh, there's growing pains. Well, we better get our blank together, because the GM said it's time we start competing for championships. We're going to figure out how the hell to do that.
Hmm.
Jason, we appreciate the time, buddy. We will talk to you again tomorrow on a Dude Friday.
I look forward to it, boys. Take care. Be good.
Jason Wildy joins us three times a week here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. It is draft season, and we're getting closer and closer. I've got a feeling Josh and I are a little bit more plugged in. We're going to let you know who our draft crushes are, and we're going to assign a draft crush to Chewy. We do that coming up next. But Bucks fans, it's time to show off your skills. And a pair of Bucks tickets are on the line, and this time of year, look, we're all going to be distracted by hoops. Whether it's your home at the driveway, you're on the court in a gym, or even just rolling up a ball of paper to shoot hoops into the garbage at work. We're all trying to get buckets, and we want you to show us your best shots. Send us a video at ESPN Milwaukee on Twitter using the hashtag BucksTrickShot of your creative shots. Send it in before April 8th. That's deadlines coming in before, but you know it. And you can win two Bucks tickets to the regular season finale April 13th against Detroit. Could be a big game in terms of seeding. So take your shots, send us the video, use the hashtag BucksTrickShot on Twitter to submit your stuff.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
If it's gotten to the point,
I don't think shower.
What do you mean? What do you mean you're not going to take a shower? You just told me you're offended by your own BO.
No, but I think it's deodorant, Gabe. Showering does nothing. It really doesn't.
You are wrong.
Because
you must be showering wrong.
On 94.5 ESPN.